This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the most wanted fugitive sex offender in Colorado has been taken into custody. A collaborative effort between the Colorado Bureau of Investigation and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office has resulted in the capture of 57-year-old David Mack. He was arrested on Monday, though the details of his capture have not been publicly released yet. Mack had previously been convicted of attempted sexual assault on a child, and he was wanted by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office for failing to register as a sex offender. The trial of the man accused of murdering a 17-year-old co-worker at a Colorado Springs drugstore is underway. Joshua Johnson is accused of killing Riley Whitelaw last year in the break room of the Walgreens where they both worked. Opening statements were made on Wednesday, yesterday, with prosecutors leading the way by talking about the victim and her plans after high school, her employment, and her role in Walgreens. Though they did walk the jury through the events that led to her death, as well as the evidence collected later, it would be showed throughout the trial. Defense attorneys started their arguments by saying what is important in the case is what surveillance cameras did not show. Johnson faces a possible sentence of life in prison without parole if convicted of first-degree murder. The trial continues today. There was a full-scale emergency exercise at the Colorado Springs Airport this morning. You may have seen all the smoke and activity. The exercise took place to comply with regulations from the FAA. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, requires airports to conduct these types of exercises every 3 years. You may have noticed a lot of emergency vehicles, personnel, and smoke near the airport today. The city of Colorado Springs says they also displayed signs in the concourse to inform all the travelers that visited the airport that there was no need for any concern today. In other news, an Ohio-based defense contractor plans to add more than 60 new jobs when it expands to Colorado Springs. KRDO News Radio's Paige Reynolds has that story.
Infinity Labs announced yesterday that it'll hire software developers and analysts for jobs with an average pay of just over $130,000 annually. The cybersecurity and technology company says it chose Colorado Springs for its expansion due to the large amount of talent available in the area, as well as the city's connection to the defense and aerospace industries. The company will be eligible for nearly $700,000 in state tax credits over the next 8 years if it meets its job creation goals. Paige Reynolds, KRDO News Radio.
Colorado Springs Utilities looking to approve to pay the cost of demolishing the old Martin Drake power plant without raising customers' rates. A plan presented yesterday at the utility board meeting would declare the cost a regulatory asset. The utility said that they would then pay off the nearly $18 million demolition bill over 10 years. Without an increase in rates, the Colorado Springs City Council is expected to consider the request during their meeting next month. A civil lawsuit is calling for the construction of an outdoor amphitheater in Colorado Springs and calling on the construction to stop. J.W. Roth, founder of CEO and CEO of Notes Live, which is directing the project, says it comes as a big surprise.
We've gone through the planning and development process over the last 2 years, and we've just been approved all the way along.
A Colorado Springs community member and the Northside Neighbors Association claims that the 8,000-seat Sunset Amphitheater would create a public nuisance and a noisy monstrosity that would harm the quality of life and property values of nearby residents. Notes Live conducted an independent noise study, and the Colorado Springs City Council gave that project the green light.
Calm conditions stay in store across southern Colorado through the evening time frame. Temperatures dropping off into the 70s after sunset. We'll bottom out in the 50s and 60s overnight tonight. So a nice crisp start early Friday morning before afternoon highs are back above average in the low 80s with calm winds and clear skies. We do welcome more wind this weekend. Temperatures are going to be soaring into the 80s. With red flag warnings and high fire danger due to those gusty winds. That's all due to a system that will cool us down by Monday of next week. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.